tucked away on a quiet street on Columbia's north side is a center for practitioners of the Hindu faith. Open now for over 11 years, Shanti Mandir is a space where Colombians who may be far from home can come together and practice their familiar customs and language. I'm Trevor Harris, and in the next half hour, we'll meet four folks for whom Shanti Mandir has been a significant addition to the local landscape. We'll explore what it took to start the temple and what it means to those who practice their faith there. That's ahead this evening on KBIA's Thinking Out Loud. One Colombian who remembers the formation of a new faith community for Hindus here in town is Leela Joshnani. She and her husband George came to Colombia to run a hotel. They brought daughter Rina and son Gaurav to Colombia in 1988 and stayed.
George is primarily a business graduate and was always looking for ventures to invest in. And we had a mutual friend who was in this business originally. And we visited him a few times. They lived in Georgia, but we did not like the places that they offered us in Georgia. And then when he found out about this community, he kind of got our interest peaking because of the college community. We really liked the idea that it was a small college community, very vibrant, and not like small towns in Georgia that we had seen before. And although it was not my favorite move, but in order to help George settle down, and also the children were young, to stay home with them for a little while, it just kind of seemed the right fit.
Was it important to you to find other people who shared your faith? And if so, how did you do that?
Actually, we moved from New York City, so we were quite involved in, you know, our community and the temples and things like that. At first, I realized that we did not have that available in this town. And however, there was another Indian family that owned a hotel, and that was the only other family besides us. So we met them, and they kind of introduced us to other people, other couples that had children of similar ages. And we really did not connect in terms of religious needs, but just to get involved, you know, get the children involved with activities or with each other, communication, and to find some mutual common friends and things like that. So that's how we connected, and we had formed a group called the Bal Sabha, which was a children's group. And it was run by Dr. Shukla, who is a research professor here at the university. The children kind of got together, and that's where it started. We used to select topics that they could discuss. Once a month, we met on the last Sunday of the month. And the topics they selected were connected to religion or the politics of India or famous writers, poets, people from India. And then we wanted to kind of celebrate on a small scale all the little holidays and things like that, especially Diwali, you know, which our children were quite accustomed to. Though they were quite young, they were only 5 and 8, but they did get involved in these functions. So that's how we started kind of connecting with the community.
What are your memories of the original discussion around maybe these celebrations that we're gathering for, these holidays, maybe we need to have a space? How did that discussion unfold?
These discussions did exist for a long time before we settled on getting the property at Shanti Mandir. We, as a matter of fact, my husband and I were one of the primary couples that actually contributed to this discussion. And there were about 6 or 7 other couples. So I would say between 8 and 10 families. We used to meet at one of either our property, our hotel, or the downtown hotel that is now the Tiger Hotel. So we used to get together there and discuss this. there were some differences, some, you know, like opinions, but we never really came to a consensus for the first few years as to who will be in charge and how we will make this project work, and also the financial part of it. So the project got dropped about 5 years after we had started the discussion. And then a few years later, Dr. Gopal, who's Gopal Ratnam, he got involved and he really got, he just kind of put all his efforts in there and very strongly recommended that we all get together and do something about it. And that's how this project kind of came about.
That was longtime Columbia resident Leela Joshnani. She mentioned Gopal. That's Valori Gopalaratnam. He's generally known as Gopal. Here, he talks about what Shanti Mandir provides him and other members of the Hindu faith community here in Columbia.
Affords us the opportunity to meet and pray as a community. Hinduism, unlike many other religions, is not a structured religion. The practice is very personal, which is often done at home. But the temple serves as a community center, not only for the practice of religion, but also for social and cultural interaction. And many of our events involve chants, and these are the positive vibrations that the community creates, bestows peace upon the entire community. So the temple serves a purpose slightly different from the individual shrine, a puja room, as we call it, at home.
That's Columbia resident Valori Gopalaratnam, otherwise known as Gopal, talking about Hindus practicing their faith away from their homeland. Here, Gopal talks about those individuals who have appeared at Shanti Mandir, the Hindu community center located here in Columbia that's now been open for over 11 years.
There are really enormous number of new families that come in with children. And one of the first joyous connections that they have is of an active, thriving temple community in Colombia. In the last 10 or 11 years, we've barely felt the need to go to St. Louis or Kansas City, which used to be the only available alternative prior to Shanti Mandir. In fact, Shanti Mandir has had an impact not only on the Columbia and Mid-Missouri communities, which I'm sure it has, but because of our web presence, we've received requests for information from as far away places as Australia and different parts of Asia from time to time.
So you're very involved. You've been involved from the since when Shanti Mandir was just an idea. What do you get out of the Hindu community here in Colombia? What does it give you to have that connection with this broader base of your faith community?
One of the aspects or one of the objectives of having a place like Shanti Mandir was to kind of bring all the activities of the Hindu / Indian community into one umbrella. And also our place serves as not only a place of worship, but also a place of service. So we have interacted and networked with many Columbia social service outfits, both governmental and non-governmental. And this allows us a place to kind of execute some of those service projects. And so Shanti Mandir is more than just a facility for Hindus and Indians. It also serves the Columbia and larger Mid-Missouri communities on a sustained basis. In fact, Shanti Mandir, during these last 11 years, has entirely operated on a volunteer basis. And so everything from the gardening to the landscaping to maintenance of the facility, cleaning, organizing these devotional events, clean up after the events, is entirely volunteer supported. And therefore, we do things as a team. And that certainly has a lot of very positive interactions.
When Valore Gopalaratnam, or Gopal, moved to Colombia in 1985 with his wife Ananta and his two young daughters, he had to work to find other practitioners of the Hindu faith. Over time, a group coalesced around children's activities, and eventually the group was celebrating Hindu holidays throughout the course of the year. They ultimately realized they needed a space that was a dedicated center where they could practice their Hindu faith. I recently visited with Gopal at his South Colombia home, along with his daughter, Arti. We'll hear from her later in the show, and his wife, Ananta. Here, Ananta, who works in the Division of Biological Sciences at the University of Missouri, talks about the early work that went into building what is now the Hindu Temple of Colombia, Shanti Mandir. On a Tuesday evening, you're listening to Thinking Out Loud on KBIA.
This discussion had come within the community several times, that maybe we should have a space of our own where at whatever convenience, without seeking anybody's permission or, you know, in the sense of availability, can we rent the space? Or instead of thinking like that, we would have a place where we could meet. And then there were so many associated activities that we did with the children. There would be a space to carry out those activities. And so we had been on the lookout at various times, and we were not quite certain what shape this would take, because everybody, when you think of a temple, their mind goes back to what they remember back home, and often that's a rather grand edifice. And it's like, how do we get there? Because you need a certain optimal population to make it happen. And we had not been there till that time. So there was a lot, and so it just so happened that I think a church property was advertised for sale, and then now I don't even remember who saw it first, whether Gopal saw it or something, and he mentioned it to somebody, but then a core 20 or 30 people sort of got together to talk about it, and it seemed to happen almost organically, in the sense that they went and had a look at the property and talked to the realtor who was tasked with selling the property. And then the question was, would it suit us? Could we do this? And also, like, obviously it didn't look like the conventional temple, but then the idea was, we really needed it to be more about the community and being able to meet someplace. And when you really talk about the temple, you're talking about a community and why they are getting together and what is it that they're doing there. And Shanti Mandir is then actually about what happens there, and it's not about the building. And we just needed it to be that, would it suit, would we be able to fit 100 plus people in there, the practical aspects of it, and could we make it work? And it seemed that more people thought that yes, we could make this work, and that's how we got started. And then there was the question of the practical aspects. So basically then they talked to people in other cities who had successfully started a temple, and asked them for tips on how did they get started. And then the question of, you know, because you know, we should we have a constitution, and how should we run the temple? And so then the question of, like, let's create a board of trustees and an executive board to run the day-to-day events. And that's, you know, then it started taking shape like that.
That's the voice of Ananta Gopalaratnam. She came to Colombia in 1985 along with her husband, Valore, and they raised two daughters here. Here, Ananta talks about the role of her faith as she was growing up in India.
Spirituality for Hindus works in a twofold way. Almost every family has a little shrine, or even if it is just a shelf in a cupboard, there is usually some representation of the sacred space in the home. And the temple is the official place where people congregate. So there is the holy space outside the home, and then there is the space within the home. So when I was growing up, we lived in a place which was quite removed from the town. It was quite far away. So I largely grew up with the shrine within our home, and then we would make special visits to go to the temple. But others who have grown up in larger cities, they may have a temple just a street or a few blocks from their home, in which case they might be making a trip every week, or some who, where it was very close, they might visit daily. So my situation was that ours was an occasional visit to the temple, and for the rest of it, we did worship within the home.
So you called it the shrine in the home. Is it, is that representative of the temple or of something else?
Yeah, it is like a mini temple, and it takes the form in whatever way the family can make a setup. But mainly it might consist of a small figurine, or it could just be a couple of pictures of images of a god or goddess, or it could be a photograph of a shrine of a temple. And there will almost always be a lamp or some light source, and usually what happens is that the family members, after a shower, they will light the lamp and offer flowers and fruit or something, and offer their worship. For people who go to work, obviously in the morning they may be very busy, so they may not spend more than a few seconds, and so somebody might designate some part of the day, like the evening when they return from work and have more leisure, to do a more leisurely prayer, or you know, some might be meditating as they are riding on a train. It can take any form.
That was Ananta Gopalaratnam. She's one of a group of Colombians that we are visiting with this evening on Thinking Out Loud on KBIA, a group of Colombians for whom Shanti Mandir is an important center, a connection to their Hindu faith. Gopalaratnam moved to Colombia over 30 years ago, and along with her husband, raised a family, and now those daughters have moved away. It was over the recent holidays that one of their two daughters was home from England. I visited with Valore and Ananta Gopalaratnam at their house, and also talked with their daughter, Arti. Arti teaches economics at the University of Essex. Here, the Colombian native recalls how the local Hindu community came together to celebrate important cultural events before there was a Hindu community center here in Colombia.
Growing up, particularly very early on, kind of before there was a large enough Indian community to sustain a lot of these kind of weekend activities and kind of cultural things, we used to go to the temples in Kansas City or St. Louis, but obviously you can't afford to do that very often because it's a bit of a trek. But then kind of as time went on, I felt like there was a kind of like building momentum. And I mean, obviously there were already some activities going on, but like as more and more families moved to Colombia, there were enough to sustain kind of like Tamil language classes, which is the language that kind of like our family speaks traditionally, even though we speak English mostly at home. And so that and other language classes for, you know, some of my friends that were from different kind of language groups, other kind of cultural activities to do with learning about Indian history and politics and, you know, kind of secular things. And then these kind of bhajans and other prayer groups and festivals and things like that. So there were kind of these scattered activities that would happen in rotation at people's houses. And they were all kind of things that I mean, not to put words in their mouth, but I think it was quite important to my parents and the parents of my other friends of Indian origin to give us, kind of to equip us with the tools to be in touch with our heritage, particularly because, you know, growing up here and, you know, perhaps Colombia was a little bit less multicultural than it is today, you know, 30 years ago, that, you know, to have some sort of sense of who you are and where you come from, in addition to kind of your kind of mainstream American life. So that was all kind of happening, scattered throughout, you know, Colombia, greater Colombia area, and with these like occasional visits to the temple in the bigger cities in Missouri. And then some of these activities started becoming like more consolidated over time, but there still wasn't a dedicated space for it. And so obviously I went off to college, and around that same time they were able to get this this property that everybody kind of agreed on as being a good starting point for consolidating the activities into a single convenient place where people could kind of have a focal point for the whole community's activities. So my first kind of experience of it, they bought it after I left for college, but, you know, when I came back on the first, you know, whatever Thanksgiving or Christmas break, I was able to see kind of what it was like to have all these activities taking place in a dedicated space with, you know, these beautiful decorations and people kind of having a sense of community coalescing around it. And it was really, really nice to see. And it was also, of course, nice to see because, you know, I'd wondered a little bit about, obviously my little sister was still in the house, but, you know, I was wondering a little bit about kind of empty nest stuff. But I think this, the kind of like putting together this community center was, seemed to be a really kind of a full-time job. It was really occupying my parents and kind of other folks in the community who were active in shaping these activities and groups.
That was Arti Gopalaratnam. The Colombian native now teaches economics at the University of Essex in the UK. She was home lately. I visited with her at her parents' house in South Colombia. Her parents, Balore and Ananta Gopalaratnam, were active in the early formation of the Hindu Community Center here in Colombia, known as Shanti Mandir. Here, her father talks about how he sees the Hindu Center as having a broader service and education mission. It's beyond just being a religious center. Again, here's the voice of Valori Gopalaratnam.
Another aspect of Shanti Mandir that we have not talked about is that it serves as a good place to educate Colombia and mid-Missouri groups about Hinduism and about religious practices in Hinduism. We've had students from the Colombia Public Schools. We have students from Columbia College, Westminster College in Fulton, Truman State College visit us from time to time, and a lot of students from the journalism program at MU who work on projects related to the convergence journalism courses. And so we hope that Shanti Mandir grows to serve the community at large, in addition to serving the Hindu and Indian community here.
You were talking earlier about it not being the kind of temple that you would expect. You know, it's not gold-plated, it's not fancy. I think it's perfect for Colombia, for what it is.
Actually, Mandir, there are Sufi saints like Kabir who basically say that the temple is a virtual place in your heart rather than the physical building of a temple or a mosque or a gurdwara. So Shanti Mandir is really the spirit. And we hope that the spirit glows and illuminates not only the Indian community, but also the mid-Missouri community.
That was Valore Gopalaratnam. He and his wife Ananta were active in the early stages of forming what became the Hindu Community Center of Columbia, known as Shanti Mandir. Another person who was there at the beginning was Leela Joshnani. The local hotelier came to Columbia over 30 years ago with her husband, George. Here, Joshnani reflects on what the temple has meant and what it provides to newcomers to Columbia.
This is not treated just primarily as a religious space, as a temple, but it's also called a community center. So we do have a lot of other community events, such as teaching children different languages, also math proficiency. It's more educational in some ways, and at the same time, teaching them religious knowledge, giving them, sharing that knowledge with them, besides the fact that they do get education. And we are still continuing the group that I mentioned earlier, the Bal Sabha, which I was the president for a few years and then passed on to younger families once my children graduated and left. So it's still being run, and which is quite heartwarming, you know, that they haven't dropped the ball. So those are some additional advantages of having it as a community center.
That was Leela Joshnani, a founding member of Columbia's Hindu temple, Shanti Mandir. The temple is open several days each week for Hindi and Tamil language classes and Thursday night recitations of bhajans, or prayers. The schedule and more information is available online at shantimandir.missouri.org. You can get to the temple by turning north onto Parker Avenue off Vandiver Road, then right onto Holly Avenue. The temple is located at 2006 Holly here in Columbia. Thank you to my guests on the program this evening, Valore Ananta and Arti Gopalaratnam, and Leela Joshnani. Join us again next Tuesday at 6:30 for Thinking Out Loud, when, among other things, you'll hear Carrie Hargrove from the Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture. She's back with her regular segment, Farm Your Yard. Until then, you can get your fix of past Thinking Out Loud episodes online at kbia.org. For the show's executive producer, Darren Helwidge, my name is Trevor Harris. For all of us here at KBIA, we wish you a happy new year, and thank you for listening to Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. Remind me, my Lord, who I am.